Hello, welcome to the WDW Review. I'm your host, Chris Malik, and I'm joined by my lovely co-host, Stacey Nyman. How are you?
I am doing really well. How are you?
I'm doing good. Good. I was bestowing all these compliments on you, so people think I'm just joking. No, I was just telling you. If you could see our video right now, Stacey looks phenomenal. So she's been working extra hard. Yeah, I'm just like a sack of potatoes just put together
stop
here.
Stop it! And you look amazing,
Stacey. You know, all vibrant and glowing and whatnot. So
Chris is sporting his Monorail Tales sweatshirt today and his Dubs hat, so he's like all over the place.
Well, I'll get to that in a little bit, but yeah, these are my boys, you know, Rick and Bill and Sheila and Steve, these are my boys. So I'm happy to represent. And in Chicago, it's gotten cold. It's like Labor Day weekend. All of a sudden, whoop,
yes, we were at, so this degrees. Morning we went, I had done my 11 mile training run for Dopey on Saturday when it was like 90 something degrees. It was so hot. And yeah. Scott has been under the weather, so he didn't go out and do his. So he was going to go do his thing. He walked it, and he walked it at a pace where it would be fine at Disney. It was like he was walking like 14 to 15 minute miles. It was insane. Yeah. So I went out and I just kind of did 3 mile run and then I walked the rest. But it was cold. I had to put on a jacket at one point. I mean, we were right by the lake, but it was chilly, and I welcomed it because it was actually really beautiful weather. Like, it was overcast and still a little bit humid, so it was perfect. But
Stacey, we're in the 7 days of fall that Chicago gets every year. It goes from summer to winter. So
I know.
Anyways, what's good in your life, kid? Tell me what's going on.
So today is my hubby's birthday. So happy birthday to Scott. He's downstairs probably resting right now from his hardcore walk that he did. But I don't know what we're gonna do. Probably go get some dinner somewhere tonight, or order in dinner or whatever. So both of our boys are not home. Ethan went thrifting, and nice. Griffin hangs out at like the elementary school park, like a big Chicago thug. Really, he's just hanging out with his friends, but it's always funny because he's like, I'm going to the park. Like, all right. So it'd probably just be Scott, Britt, and I, which makes it very inexpensive to order food.
So. You know, okay, I'm so glad you said that. I'm like the cheap dad, too. As soon as like one kid's out of the house, be like, oh, you want to go out to get something to eat?
No. Why? Kidding.
It's 20% cheaper now.
And it's like we can go to Portillo's and order for the whole family for $100 or like for the three of us for $30. So we're like, nice. Let's go and order food from someplace. So I'm hoping for Cheesecake Factory because they have like this lemon meringue cheesecake that is so good. So that's what I'm hoping for. But he said no already. So we'll probably go there anyway.
We'll go there anyway. Well, let's just put this out there. Today actually is Labor Day. It is September the 5th. So when this show gets released, it's going to be recorded and released on the same day. And it was intentional. And I would say it was intentional for Scott's birthday, but that's the icing on the top of the cake. So I did actually text Stacey earlier and I said, hang on, today's Scott's birthday. Are you sure you want to record today? She's like, yeah, no problem. He's resting. So
as long as it's not like a 3 hour show, you know, that's totally fine with me.
So
speaking of that
being said,
yes.
So today's not going to be a Disney show per se. But instead, we're going to go and kind of break off a little bit because you mentioned 3 hour show.
Mm-hmm, I did.
And we have one of those coming up and it's going to be on. Yeah, exactly. It's going to be on Saturday, but today is important. And the reason why we delayed the show intentionally was, well, I'll be honest. I wanted to make sure technology worked. Today is the first day that our auction and raffle site is open for the DCA. We have a fundraiser and we're going to have 5 days of this website being open. And we're going to talk more about it, talk about the bid process, raffle prizes. It's going to be like an online catalog, like the catalog of values are going to be audibly described for everybody. In addition to the purpose of the website, the purpose of the fundraiser and everything. So I just wanted to bring this out because it's important for a variety of reasons. But let me just start with this. So last year, we decided to do a charity fundraiser. And we brainstormed for names and we ended up calling it the Dubs Community Alliance, but DCA became, you know, the shortcut really quickly. So we actually were benefiting Dave's Ice Cream Social, which is a cancer charity in Vermont through Jeremy Murray for his brother Dave. And the reason why we decided actually to have this page and actually become a 501c3, it's my favorite. It might be one of my favorite stories of all time. And I just want to say it. So when we were going to do our auction last year, the DCA board members were figuring out for the very first time how to run, you know, an auction. And I had to have the woman from FCACN, her name was Sherry White, and I had to have her, we had to convince her, Sherry, in order for us to do this fundraiser, I need you to log online with me. I'm a complete stranger, and this site needs me to input all of your bank routing information and your social security number. So please give me that information. Could you imagine that? Oh my gosh. She agreed upon doing that. But we realized maybe it's because, you know, I had Jeremy's help in convincing her. I was a reasonable human being. I wasn't a bad dude. But there's no other charity that's going to allow that to happen.
Right, so exactly. This can't continue like that.
It cannot continue like that. So we said, hey, you know, instead of actually going through and begging and having it be turned down by every charity, let's become a 501c3 ourselves. That way, when we do a fundraiser, essentially, we will collect the money and then we'll dispense the money as we, you know, determine it to be.
Absolutely.
And honestly, we collect. There's no profit being made by the organization. If we made $100, we might keep $2 back, but those $2 are literally spent for shipping for items that we're literally raffling off. So we make no profit on this whatsoever. But this way, we at least know we could get this stuff done, as opposed to saying, by the way, could we get your bank routing information, your social security number, and all this stuff? So
exactly.
That was an insane moment, and I can't believe we pulled it off last year. But over the winter, you know, we've had some change in the DCA board. You know, one of our founding members was Carly, Carly Positano, and Carly's, you know, had a different change of priorities in her life. So, you know, whatever process was started, it kind of got sidetracked for a while. And the existing board, you know, we got ourselves, you know, kind of reconfigured. We brought in some great new board members, and now we're a 9-person board for the DCA.
That's amazing.
It is. It's pretty cool. And a wide variety of talents, too. It's awesome. Yes. Everyone that does it is so talented. And we were trying to figure out, we want to do a fun run, maybe. We want to do a raffle, auction, live show. We couldn't figure out what to do. But we know how to do this. Mm-hmm. We know how to go and do an auction. And we thought, okay. But last year, the auction was like, I'm not exaggerating, Stacey. It was like 95 items. It was insanity. And Carly took that on last year. She literally took on the lion's share of mailing that stuff out. But we're all like career professionals. We all have full-time jobs. Exactly. And that became like a second full-time job. And we want to help, and we'll get to the cause in a little bit. But we also wanted to make sure we could sustain like our careers and our life while trying to help.
You don't want it to become burnout. And you also, I mean, you're doing this for a good cause, and you don't want that to become something that's a burden on anybody. You want to keep, the excitement going, and that's just too much for any person to bear. So
exactly. So we thought, you know, instead of trying to put together t-shirts and logos and wristbands or whatnot, let's do a 3-hour live show, which we've already got the template, you know, kind of outlined between Rick and myself. But really the run-up's going to be a raffle, and it's going to be an auction. So we have our auction is got 5 auction baskets. So we made these prize baskets for this auction. And so it starts at like $10 and it goes up it's kind of like how eBay does it, I think, but I'm not quite sure. But like you're going to bid. And then at the end of the day, even if it looks like there's a credit card charge, it's not charging you. The last person, the guy who buys it, gets the charge.
That makes
and they're
sense.
Just holds on the credit card to make sure that you had you had an active number. And then we have a raffle for a DVC studio at the Grand Floridian. So before I get into that, our website is called dubscommunityalliance.rallyup.com. So rally, RALLY, up. .com is like the fundraising site. So just put Dubs Community Alliance in front of that. And so I want to talk a little bit about these cool baskets.
Yeah. So, I've seen a few of them online, I think. And they look, one of them in particular has just the most amazing things in it.
Celebrity, right? All right. So here we go. So these are the raffles I'm sorry, these are the auctions that's available right now. So we're going to save the Dubs one for the end. We got the Wild and Wonderful Basket, and this was by Rick. And so I love that Rick and Cindy both did this. They put regional stuff in their basket.
Yes, that is so fun.
It is really cool. So I'm just going to read the description. It's a basket that celebrates the Wild and Wonderful West Virginia. The Wild is all about monsters, animals, and the craftsmanship of the people in West Virginia, including glass ornaments, including sun catchers from this Blenko Glass Company. I think Rick's sister works at this company. So got some ornaments from there.
Uh-huh. Cool.
Got some bath bombs and some soap. A paperback. It's called A Killing in the Hills. That takes place in West Virginia. And now the wonderful part is all about the artisanal food items that can be found in West Virginia. So got themselves some olives that come from, hang on one second here. I want to say 2 Oliverio medium hot peppers in sauce Olivero. I'm probably pronounced that terrible. Some honey, some pepperoni rolls, some maple syrup, some apple butter, some salsa, some biscuit mix, and a West Virginia Monsters coaster set.
But ooh, like, you can make like a nice charcuterie board,
right?
With a lot of those items there.
So there'd be foreign to me in my house, but like, I love the idea.
Yes.
So that's Rick's Wild and Wonderful Basket. Now, if we go to Cindy's basket, hang on one second, we're going to find that one. That's called the Canadian Carry-On, and it's so cute. It literally is packaged in a box that looks like a carry-on suitcase.
Very cute.
It is so cool. So 1 pound of Tim Hortons dark roast, 1 pound of Tim Hortons maple fine ground, 1 container of Tim Hortons hot cocoa mix. She's going to get everyone fat. Everyone's going to get,
of course,
people are going to get fat here.
Of course.
50 Canadian chocolate bars, mini Canadian chocolate bars, 1 family size caramel crack corn, 1 package of Mr. Maple's cookies, water bottles, travel mugs, scented candle, a country store fall candle, 1 North Saskatchewan magazine. Oh my gosh. And then it's packed in a heavy cardboard gift box, reminiscent of an old suitcase. But it's cute. It's so cute.
She does such a great job with her baskets. They're so cute.
Right? It's hard. If there was a contest, I would get crushed by her every single time. Right?
Yes. I think I would get crushed by everybody.
So Cassandra Callahan has a bodacious Bucky's basket.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, she does.
If you've not been to Bucky's, you think we're just a bunch of fools talking about Bucky's. But the first time you stop, you're like, dang, they knew what they were talking about. This place is insane.
It's crazy.
It's insane. It's literally the size of a small like Target filled with Bucky's stuff, Bucky's branded stuff, briskets. And so anyways, here's what we got. We got a tote cooler. It has 24 cans. I actually have 2 of those myself. A plush throw, an insulated tumbler, some coffee, a koozie, some playing cards, some mince magnets, some animal crackers, some barbecue rub seasoning, some teriyaki beef jerky, Nutty Bites popcorn mix, and 2 bags of beaver nuggets.
Uh-huh.
So it is literally like everything you'd buy and spend way more than
I know.
Like $150.
We right? walk out of that place every single time with more blankets. I'm like, we probably have like 8 Bucky's blankets by now. It's ridiculous.
Right? They do it to you every freaking time.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Then Michelle Rolke, who is a member of the Monorail Tales.
Yeah.
She went and bought a whole bunch of stuff for the Walt Disney World 50th anniversary celebration basket. So here's what she's got. She's got 2 50th themed Magic Band twos. Okay. She's got a 50th themed mini ears, a Joffrey's Coffee 50th anniversary blend, 2-piece diecast 50th anniversary bus set, a mystery pin box, chocolate truffles and solid chocolate card 50th themed, of course, a merchandise bag, and a complete set of travel size H2O plus beauty products.
Wow. That's like going to be a hot ticket item.
Right. The now gone out of business H2O plus. Right?
Exactly.
And then last but not least is this goofy Dubs Disney prize pack. Okay. So I literally just need to say one thing and it's going to be sold. And the first item is the headliner is an autographed picture of the famous and amazing Stacey Nyman, who is the host of the WDW Review. Like you didn't know that already.
Priceless.
And I was there to see it and we got it on video. We have a backpack that's a Dubs logo. We've got a Dubs Tervis. A real Tervis with a hammer lid. It's really cool. And then a couple board games. You got a Pictopia trivia game, an emoji puzzle. And I've got some unique items. I've got a 45th Magic Kingdom anniversary pass holder pin. It's a new pin on card. And then we've got an anniversary button. And then I've got a Club 33 tie clip. Pretty rare Club 33 tie clip. Yeah,
nice.
So instead, what we figured is, instead of having every item be individual, which is literally maddening to ship that out, we're just going to make these baskets.
That's smart.
Now, the whole purpose of this was, and I'll get to the raffle in a little bit. Mm-hmm. The whole purpose of this, let's talk about that, was to benefit a member of our community. So a good friend of ours, John Kroll, who appears on every one of our game nights, and his wife, Katie, and their herd, 5 kids, they all appear on game nights, and it's like organized chaos whenever we see them. So this is the heavy part of the show. So Katie had some abdominal pain, and she went into the doctor, and I'm just going to bypass some of the details that she may not want me to say, but make a long story short, she has cancer, and it's pretty serious. So she's been in treatment for some time, and the idea was that they wanted to see if they could shrink the tumors before they had any kind of medical intervention. But it's serious because the same cancer that she had, her father had. And I'll just say it right now, her father passed away from it. And Katie is a young mom, the newest. Like the ages could be, I'm going to say Kara's maybe 12, 13 down to like 6 months, you know, at this point, you know, so this is a young family with 5 kids as part of the Disney community. And when we created this DCA, we really didn't have a charity in mind other than we wanted to pick a charity and do something good.
Exactly. Yes.
And then another member of our community, Tyler and Katrina Lee, they are fundraising for an epilepsy foundation because both of their children have epilepsy. And we thought that'd be a great fundraiser. Let's pick the epilepsy foundation. This is the truth. And then after we had declared that, then Katie's diagnosis came on board. And both Tyler and Katrina, before we even reached out to them, reached out to us to say to us, put us in the back burner. They need help first. Mm-hmm. And of course, because we know John, and frankly, if you're listening today, anybody you know would do the same thing. There's plenty of people that need it more than us. There's plenty of people more than us. And I said, no, it doesn't matter. This is going to you guys because there's going to be a ton of things you guys aren't aware of that you need help with. So we've already run, like we had a small fundraiser just amongst our friend group and whatnot to help them. But even John has said, there's been so many things that has popped up that he couldn't envision and costs associated with this that he couldn't possibly envision. And Jeremy Murray once used a line with me last year and it's stuck with me and I will always appreciate it. And I said, Jeremy, when you raise money for your sing-a-thon or for whatever, for Dave's Ice Cream Social, does it go to pay medical costs? And Murray said, I'll be honest, Mal, I hope it doesn't pay one freaking medical bill. I hope it doesn't pay one freaking medical bill. I hope they use that money for a brand new pair of gym shoes or for dinner every night of the week. Or if they wanted to go for a quick weekend somewhere, something that would fund like some semblance of normalcy in their life.
Yes.
And so that's what I want for this. If we can raise any kind of money on this, and let's say that John used it for a weekend for the family or bought a new, Katie doesn't want a PS3, but like, you know, so whatever, a new iPad, that would make me so happy that we could provide that. So that became our mission. And, you know, fact of the matter is, I only know John through the internet and through our communications. I've never physically met John or shook his hand. Not many of the community people have. But we have this group that has been together now for, cripes, Stace, we've been doing the show since 2015. Mm-hmm. We're like the old timers on the podcast block now at this point. And, I mean, hundreds of thousands of downloads and friends all across the world. It's been awesome. But what we're doing right now is we're literally taking like our online friendships and they become our real life friends. And when we see a need, like we want to run like towards the fire as opposed to like stand in the back. Cause everyone could say, oh, family. Oh, this is a great Disney family. But unless you're going to freaking stand up and do something when they need it, then it means nothing. So that's what we want to do. We're trying to put a little good back into the world. So that's what we're doing it for. And if we raise, and I won't lie, if we're raising $1,000, they're going to get 98% of that money The other 2% we're withholding because we're literally going to pay for the shipping of these items to them, because we don't want to charge people excessively for that item. For shipping,
yeah.
But but they're going to receive like 98.5% of the item. The, you know, the 501c3, we will retain none of that money. We're making no profit. We don't want any of that money. I wouldn't have it any other way.
No, absolutely.
So now let's talk about the headliner, if you don't mind.
I know. I can't wait to hear about this.
Is that cool? So yeah. Here's the way we decided we were going to do this. We wanted to put up a DVC stay. And last year we were good enough to have two DVC stays. You know, Scott Ferrioli and Buy and Sell DVC and DVC-Rental put up a huge prize. It was awesome. And we raised a lot of money on that. And this year, honestly, it's hard. It's hard asking your friends, hey, by the way, would you mind donating a really cool DVCs? Like, it's not going to happen year after year after year.
Right.
But we were able to, we were lucky to get one. We were lucky to secure one. So here's what it would cost you. You can buy 10 entries for $10. So $1 per entry, minimum of 10 entries. But if you go up, you can buy 30 entries for $25 or $75 for $50 or $200 for $100.
There you go. Okay? That's a great deal.
And what's going to happen is this is for a weekend at the Grand Floridian. So it's for a 2-night stay. It's right around Valentine's Day weekend. We planned this out because we wanted to put We wanted to put it far enough in advance that you could do this. So it's going to be checking in on February 10th and then checking out on February 12th. It's at a studio at the Grand Floridian Standard View, and the studio's Sleep 5. So you can bring your family of 5. Stacy, it's okay because Sophie's not there, so you can
she wouldn't be there. Well, right? I would just leave everybody at home. So even Scott, like, it would be me in that.
Just be you. You got to bring Scott. You tried that once and Scott got mad, so now you got to bring Scott at least. So here is the only restriction: it's a fixed reservation, so it can't be modified or reassigned to a different date. So please bear that in mind when you're bidding on this. But literally, if you decided, you know what, I'm only going to spend $10. It's all random and done by the computer. We arranged it that way. There's no involvement from any of my board. It literally is just the computer. It's kind of
so we're not going to be writing down somebody's name on 200 slips of paper.
Paper. Here's the hat.
Beatrice.
Right?
Pull it out of the hat.
Right? No, this is going to be done professionally. So, but we thought, you know what? Like I said, if there's any chance for us to raise, and when we started this off, we were like, well, how much do you think we'll raise? And I said, it doesn't matter. If it's $100, it's $100 more than they had yesterday.
Right, exactly.
So we really don't care. And we just opened it up today. So today is, again, the 5th. It's about 3:00 in the afternoon. You're going to hear this about 3 hours after we record the show. It literally went live today. So again, the site is dubscommunityalliance.rallyup.com. Please look at the auction baskets. Please look at the raffle prizes. And I will say this, if you can't afford anything, that's cool. And I know there are people that look at it and think with a speculative eye, I wonder, but you know, that's cool. If you just literally hit share and say, hey, my friends could use help, that would be almost as meaningful to me as if you spent a nickel on our site.
Absolutely.
Just because we want to go and try and raise funds for John. And like I said, you know, we've gone through some changes with the DCA board. We've gone through changes as a podcast. But what we've learned is if you're committed and like you're a member of the community, we're going to work our butts off for you. And when we saw this, like John was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I have such good friends. We're like, I love the thought that we could help and do tangible good. It's all about tangible good, you know? So anyways, that's pretty much what our show was going to be today. Here's how you do it. So again, dubscommunityalliance.rallyup.com. You're going to have to create a login, and they may even ask you for your credit card information. It's all stored in their secured server. And then you can go and actually go look at things like bid on auction items or buy entries. Or if you wanted to throw 2 shekels our way, you know, you can do that too, make a general donation, but go bid on auction items. You hit that button. It's going to spin to the next page, find the item you want. And then you're going to simply hit place bid. By the way, Stacy, you got 2 bids on yours already because they want the Stacy name and autographed picture, right? There you go. You go to place bid and it's going to ask you right now, the current bid's $25 for the Stacy name and picture.
It's worth way more than that. Come on, people.
I can get you guys one cheaper. Don't worry. No, I'm just joking. No, you can't. It should be a couple $100. Anyways, it's going to ask you to enter the bid. So put down your bid of $26 or higher, or go from there. And then you're just going to add to cart. You're going to do a checkout and they're going to put a temporary hold in your credit card. You will not be charged unless you're the winner at the end of this. This all ends on Saturday. We're going to have a live show in the evening time and it's going to end 15 minutes prior to the live show's ending. I believe it's from 5 to 8 and it's going to end at like say 7:45 and then we can announce the winners and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Online.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
So that's the whole idea. And again, you know what? We're not professionals at this. The 3-hour live show may not be super professional. We're doing the best we can. All we're trying to do is do some good, you know? So help us. If you've ever listened to the Dubs for the last 370 episodes and you haven't done a review or you haven't, please, I'm asking you to call in any favors I might have. And it's not even for me. I want to turn this right around for John and for Katie because colorectal cancer is, you know, is awful. Is awful.
Absolutely.
So do you have any questions, Stacey? Did I screw anything up?
No, I have my whole list that I was going to ask you about checked off because you already said it. So
I never shut up. I just started rolling.
I had
right?
a smile and nod throughout the whole thing. I think okay. that you did a great job. You got it all checked off.
If you want to find the site too, the Dubs Community Alliance got a Facebook page or the, you know, frankly, the WW Review page or the Monorail Tales page or EDCOT, you know, there's information everywhere. If you find any one of our sites, you're going to find the link to this auction as well too. But again, it's dubscommunityalliance.rallyup.com.
Yes. And so, please share that link. Share it with your friends, family. Who knows, somebody out there might get a hit on that link and we might, you know, do very, very well for John. So,
and you never know, you could win the DVC studio for $10. You never know. So
you could for sure.
All right. Well, that was it, guys. That was our live show. That was our regular show today. We just wanted to promote this because this has become important to us and we're hoping to get your participation and help as well. So for my co-host, Stacey, and for myself, thank you for listening. Have a great day, everybody.
Bye, everyone.